30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
And it is. We're going to throw the front door wide open, invite all of Arizona to come in, sit down on the couch at my house.
Even in the middle of June, it's a good morning today to throw the door wide open.
It is. Come on in, y'all.
Been on the kids all summer long. Close the door. Close the door. They're getting a pass today.
That's right. Beautiful day in Arizona, this beautiful Arizona weekend. We're here this particular hour to help you get anything you'd like done around your house, home, castle, or cabin. If you're in the middle of a project and just can't get it to go to the next step or the next phase, or it's still in the thinking stages and you want help thinking through a particular project, if you want help kind of figuring a budget for a project, if you want help recommendations of tools or products, if you want ideas or tips in how to compare two different proposals for the same amount of work, that's why we show up every single Saturday morning right here at Rosie on the House. You reach us by dialing the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348, 1-888-767-4348. Easy way to remember that is it's 1-888, my name, Rosie, the number 4, and the letter U. 1-888, Rosie for you. And that's what we are. We're here for you, the Arizona homeowners. We get together every Saturday morning and do this broadcast for one reason: to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And when I say we, I mean me, my son Romy, who's been co-hosting with me now for over 15 years, my wife, who's been my wife now for 40 years, and our broadcast engineer, Mr. Gary D., who's been with us right at a year now, right, Gary D.?
Not quite, but getting there.
Really? Man, really, really love having Gary D. around, all he's done for the show quality. So we all get together every Saturday morning, come down to the station, and for the sole objective of visiting with you. I have a little follow-up to do. We were, making derogatory comments, maybe you want to call it trash talking.
Less than favorable. Honest.
Less than favorable. Honest. Conversation about a particular technique that some companies use to promise you lower utility bills. And it's a type of insulation that's called radiant barrier that's put in your attic. Comes in various forms. One of the more popular ways is it's tinfoil confetti that they just shoot out of the hose and sprinkle it all over the top of your existing insulation. Does next to nothing. Absolutely next to nothing. But they'll charge you about a buck and a quarter square foot to put it up there with promises of huge savings on your energy bill that you'll never see. The other form of radiant barrier is they go up there and they take sheets of tinfoil and staple it to the top of the roof rafters, covering your insulation. Again, accomplishes nearly nothing. There's another form of radiant barrier that they go up in the attic and they staple it to the bottom of the rafter, up high, over your head. Accomplishes maybe just a little bit more. But there is one type of radiant barrier that if while building your home, the contractor gives you an option where it is attached to the underside of the plywood roof sheathing. That's probably the best place for it. But the reason radiant barriers don't work is because the building code requires us to put a minimum of R30 insulation between your living space and your attic. We generally tell you it's worth the money to take that up to an R38. I'm talking to all of you that are below the Mogollon Rim. I'm talking to all the homes on the desert floor and in the desert foothills, okay? The attic should be an R30 to R38. And it should be blown in, not bats. And when you stick your head up in the attic, you should see one continuous sea of insulation with no interruptions, no pockmarks, no craters, no mounds or hills, just perfectly level, as flat as a calm ocean, calm lake. And you should never ventilate your attic. People are scared of the heat in their attic, and I'm going to talk about this in greater detail next hour. But the heat in your attic does very little to impact your air conditioning bill. So quit spending money trying to cool off your attic. I'll give you the science of that next week. But the follow-up is on radiant barrier. And we had a woman who challenged me in an email and said, we installed radiant barrier. We were actually very happy with the results. And we feel like it has paid us back. It would be hard to get objective results on that, because what she did when the home was built, they bought it brand new. The builder gave her the option to upgrade to this aluminum foil on the back of the roof deck. And so she doesn't know what her bills would have been without it, for one.
Mm-hmm.
She was moving from a less efficient home to a more efficient home with or without the barrier. It was a more efficient home, just in that it was a newer genre of home, having to be built to newer codes. But the builder still did charge her a couple $1,000 to do the upgrade. And they've been in the home about 20 years. Well, in that 20 years, you've probably just about gotten your money back. So we'll talk more about attics, but I did want to follow up on that one radiant barrier issue. The other thing we talk about a lot, people always call and want to know, how much is this project going to cost me? And I'd like to kind of go into that just a little bit. Do you have any other follow-up items you have, buddy, before we jump into something else?
Nope.
Okay. Kitchens and baths. The number one request we get at Rosie on the House Remodeling is still, come do an assessment for me as to how I can get mom and dad home. Or maybe just mom, or maybe just dad. Come look at my house, come look at my property, and what can we do to get mom and dad home? Second thing we're asked about are upgrading and updating kitchens. So let me talk to y'all just a little bit about the conversation I have with everybody that calls our office and wants me to come visit with them about remodeling their kitchen. I get you on the phone, and I get your address, and I go on Google Earth, and I look at your house from the sky, and I can see where the roof, from the roof orientation, I can tell where your kitchen is from the roof vents and whatnot. I ask you to describe it to me. I can tell you about the footprint of your kitchen. And when I take all of the kitchens that we've remodeled over all of the years and convert the contract amount to today's equivalent dollars, I can tell you that for a complete kitchen remodel, where you're going to tear out your cabinets, countertops, maybe relocate a couple things, change the lighting, but not including appliances, everything but appliances, you're going to have a really hard time spending less than $250 to $300 a square foot. And we have many kitchens that went over $600 a square foot. So that's the kitchen remodel cost per square foot. The other way to figure that is I tell them, look, have you done any cabinet shopping at all? Do you think you're going to spend $15,000 on cabinets or $20,000 on cabinets or more? And generally what they think they're going to spend on cabinets goes up about 30% once they sit with a cabinet designer and are told about all the upgrades that can be built into these cabinets. But whatever you spend on your cabinets, the total job is going to be 3 to 5 times that much. So if you spend $20,000 on cabinets, you're going to be between $60,000 and $100,000 on the kitchen. So the square foot price, $300 to $400 a square foot, the cabinet price times 3 or 4, or just go to Zillow and look at the current value of your home. We've done kitchens for as little as 10% of a person's current home, has high as 30%. So just take 20%. So those are three separate formulas we use to kind of put the kitchen remodel into a range. And we say, we think for us to come and be a full-service design-build remodeling company for you. And I've tested this information against the other Rosie-certified remodelers all across the state, and it's very, very consistent. This is the range your kitchen is going to be. And invariably, what we say is about twice what the homeowner was hoping for it to be. So then we just put our experience to work.
If you're lucky.
Yeah, if you're lucky,
Might be three or four times.
I had, for the first time in years, I was at a meeting. It was Wednesday, I think, and it was a building taking a large garage and converting it to a mom and dad casita.
Mm-hmm.
And when I told them what I thought it'd cost, she looked at me and said, "Yeah, I thought it would cost just right about that." And she had it pinned down. She says, "Yeah, I was figuring $175 a square foot." And it was exactly $175 a square foot. I asked her if she wanted to come work for me as an estimator. So, but the kitchen module we calculate in that particular arena. So once we have it kind of out on the table that the job done in today's materials to our standard, the Rosie Wright standard, is going to be about twice what you want it to be, we put our experience to work for you and kind of come up with the materials and the designs that kind of where we can meet somewhere is in the middle. And that's typically how we get to a kitchen remodel at Rosie on the House Remodeling. When we get back, we've got Gary and we've got Doug. And we've got you. There's an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. And if you want to shop vehicles, I couldn't encourage you enough or more, any more. I don't know what I would have to do. Get up and do my big happy dance to get you to drive to Sanderson Ford on 51st Avenue, just south of Glendale. 63 years they've been, not at that location, but they've been in business. And they are the number one Ford dealership in America, And they're closed every Sunday. So if they're outperforming every other Ford dealership, being closed 52 more days a year than everybody else, what does that tell you about the kind of experience you're going to have at Sanderson Ford? It's going to be super fantabulous. I haven't shopped since I bought my first truck there 25 years. I haven't even walked on another dealership's lot. Take it from Rosie. Vehicle shopping, get to Sanderson Ford. Closed on Sunday.